Galyu, 2014. Namarubidu, Mrs. Biljaboo, Bauja Gay, Patricia Butt, Kumpaya Gurgaba, Nolene Gurgaba, Lanky Oates, Mookie Taylor, Mrs. Taylor, Nalunka Nola Taylor, Mr. Taylor. Synthetic polymer paint on linen, 300 by 500 centimetres. Collection of the Museum of Contemporary Art, Australia. Galyu is a significant artwork painted as a protest against uranium mining exploration that was taking place on the edge of Halemilyi National Park, an area exempted from the 2002 Mardu Native Title Determination, yet considered by the artists to be the heart of Mardu country. This massive collaborative painting depicts a 1.3 million hectare zone that encompasses the Mardu Aboriginal communities of Bungor and Kunmu. The nine Mardu Mili artists who worked on this all live and worked in Bungor. This is a vast artwork painted on the ground, depicted in predominantly orange and yellow colours, and is an aerial view of Mardu country. This complex painting is a sophisticated depiction indicating complex relationships between ritual knowledge, ancestral stories, and geographic information. When this painting was made, the artists revealed that the painting documents the landscape from below the ground up to the surface of the earth. Brothers Mookie Taylor and Mr. Taylor, the latter now deceased, began by painting the fresh water that flows underneath the desert, covering this with thick maroon paint to mimic the rich, moist soil that can be found when digging down. The women artists then painted the brightly coloured terrain in a top layer of paint, including the water wells, rivers, lakes, uranium deposits, and clay pans of the country they know so well. A series of large wada trees indicate the underground water systems that flow beneath the desert. Galyu depicts the landscape changing in a multitude of ways, which are revealed in the different colours, patterns and textures of the artwork. On the surface, Galyu has a predominantly yellow palette, filled with tight fields of dotting, also utilising orange, white and pale green, with slashes of darker brown or maroon underpainting, smaller areas of green and black. In the upper left area, five long lines reach in from the outer edges, stretching down and running towards the centre of the work, with other smaller lines that run between them. Clusters of silver dots appear right of centre along the top edge of the work. An undulating block of densely worked dotting in the upper right corner are completed in a range of earth-toned colours. Some of these smaller patches are separated by horizontal lines of white and brown dotting. Across the middle of the painting, sections organically lead from one area to another, flowing with varied dotting that builds visible layers as dots become short dash or cell-like shapes. From a distance, the sections vary subtly in colour, and up close, the striking palette is revealed, presenting intricate patterning of the landscape in silver and gold. In the lower part of the painting, areas are stretched into layered flowing lines of colour laid across the vast canvas. A significant stream painted in turquoise enters from left of centre along the lower edge and heads towards the small patches of colour in the upper right. Branching off from this line towards the lower area in a thin trail is a long and broad field of contrasting green dotted lines, possibly depicting fresh growth of spinifex grass emerging from burnt ground or following rains. The green and yellow dotting in this lower mid-right segment is overlaid with a selection of gold dots. Nalunka Nola Taylor said in 2014, "We painted to save it from the uranium mine, to tell them there is an underground stream, There's no water on the surface to keep the dust down. That's why we painted this big painting, to tell them and to teach others about the water system in our land.